This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Laugh Out Proud.
With Z and G on Joy 94.9. Isn't that absolutely beautiful?
But one thing, lately, I've been trying to, you know, change how I dress a little bit.
Okay.
You know, try and see if it...
Are you saying you're trying to make some sort of fashion statement?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Well, indirectly, I guess I am.
Okay.
But I'm seeing if, you know, maybe a change of outfit, you know, will change the person.
Okay, know? Yeah, interesting.
But I'm not ready to make a big change.
No,
I'm really,
no.
You know, small steps. So,
that's right.
One of the, I guess, minor fashion statements, I guess you would say, that I've decided to make is, I guess, you know, flaunt the chest hair a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know?
I can definitely, we can all see that in the studio right now.
It's luscious.
And if you, you know, if you head to the Facebook page, just search ZNG Production. Look, or the Instagram. Instagram is probably the best one.
At ZNG Production.
You'll find that Z is currently rocking a hell of a lot of chest hair.
The evidence is there.
Evidence is all there. And look, it seems to be working out for you because it's minor enough, you know, to not be, you know, called out. You know, it's not noticeable.
No,
subtle.
No, it'd be different if I was wearing no shirt all the time.
That's right.
And forcing you to embrace it that way.
Which is a regular occurrence down here at Laugh Out Proud.
Well, or if you're wearing a button-up shirt with just not a lot of buttons in use.
Yes, and that's the way I've...
And a gold chain.
That's it.
You got to be flexing.
That's it, you know, but it's from the $2 shop, so, you know, frugal. You're being good about it, you know.
The little fake gold's rubbing off and giving you a bit of a rash.
Yeah, look, it is itchy, but it's a minor statement.
It is a minor statement.
It's still a minor statement.
It is a minor statement, yeah. It reminds me of, look, I have been trying to make a minor statement.
As well.
That's
a coincidence.
Yeah, well, hey, don't call me out on it because we don't have time in the budget.
We've been talking about it so much that we haven't got time.
There's no time in the budget.
But you've been making a minor statement yourself.
Well, you know, it's ultimately one of those questions that you really ponder. At bed at night, you're laying in bed. You turn to the side, you blink a few times, and you think, where can I wear tracksuit pants?
That is a good question.
Now
I don't want to sleep.
Exactly, you know? Right? And I you know, watch a lot of films, I have a lot of cries, and I still come back to the same question.
We've been here over and over, haven't we?
Why can't I wear tracksuit pants outside the house? That's the ultimate question, really.
But that's a you thing. You don't feel comfortable wearing tracksuit pants outside of the house.
Yeah. But hey, well, I've made the decision and I'm making the minor fashion statement of leaving the house with tracksuit pants on.
Wow.
There are two times where I wear tracksuit pants out of the house.
Yes.
This is the first time I've worn it on a Thursday night/Friday morning
for
this show. But when
we can confirm.
When we do Sunday morning radio and I leave the house at 4:30 a.m., that's when I wear tracksuit pants.
Yes, I can confirm that. Yep. I have seen Dylan in tracksuit pants, but there's a difference, though.
But I hide it in the photos. You would not be able
you
to tell
never
in the
know.
Instagram
the old,
photos.
The old news reporter trick. That one, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, under the desk. But I would like to say, though, Dylan, that I'm sure you've got pairs of trackies that you wouldn't wear out of the house, right? Have you got a pair that you just know where either
I only have the one tracksuit pants that are suitable for outside of the house, because if it's suitable for outside of the house, it should be suitable for inside of the house. The only thing that I wear inside the house that's not suitable outside the house would get me arrested for being for public nudity.
It would put you on a list,
wouldn't make you arrested here. So that's okay.
No.
That's all right. We're in the studio. It's a safe space. It's a safe space right here.
Everyone's accepted.
Hey, look, if you were listening before, you would have heard that we also had our pants off.
I'm so still really my pants off, I realise.
So, right
not
on.
Your underwear off, but hey, I haven't bought you a
drink. Get all above board. All above board here.
Yeah, you know, I'm making eye contact the whole time. My
that's
hands
right.
are above the table.
I'll buy you drinks next year, and then who knows? It might be everything off.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
Wax a nut for every member.
Wow. And we'd only need two, and I'm done.
Well,
probably five between the
two of you.
The real difference for me on the tracksuit pants was, look, the city, now I reside in the city.
Yes.
And the city, for some reason, I just can't wear tracksuit pants out to the city. And I know, look, there's people that wear tracksuit pants, you know, to university.
But
that may be in the city.
But I'm sure it's that level of... Everything of you feel like there's because you need trendy pants to go out. You can't just wear, you know, because I got pairs of trackies that got like paint on them.
Yeah.
Got like holes in the bottom.
Well, you know, the ones with the paint means you've been out on a hard day.
Yeah.
They don't know it was from 3 months ago.
But if I'm going to go for a strut through the city, I'm not wearing my paint pants.
Well,
I'm going to wear my flash, you know, you know, yeah, sports brand.
You're suave. Yeah. You're the ones that really accentuate the good parts.
Yeah, you know, like I could have just come from a sport training.
That's right. You just came from 24-hour gym.
Yeah, and not just gotten out of bed.
No. That's right. Full sweat.
But I don't know. Yeah. I think it depends. It's a lot of confidence.
Yeah, no, it is.
Hang on.
Sorry, what?
How does this happen?
We have some sort of police siren. How are we getting pulled over on level 9?
What's going on?
What's going on here? I don't understand.
Sorry, boys. You're well aware that you're committing a crime of a heinous nature.
I'm a little bit confused.
What do you mean? What
could we have done?
Well, in my spare time, I'm a police officer, a GLOW, in fact, which we've learned about, a gay and lesbian liaison officer.
Yes.
But I also do sting operations.
Oh, no.
I'm a part of the beekeeping team doing sting operations because there's a bit of a buzz around that that this has been coming from a long time. It's a long pursuit.
Are you part of the Australian Federal Police? What?
I'm above the Federal Police.
Oh, really?
I'm just the societal police. It's not we're above borders because it's an international crime of a heinous nature.
Oh no, the fashion police.
The fashion police,
yes.
Oh no.
Oh gosh.
We have a hot unit and then we have a or not unit.
And
the or not unit often ponder what is not hot.
And which category did we fit into today?
Reviewing the files, and we've been speaking to victims of the heinous minor fashion statements that we could list as crimes, alleged crimes, because you will be charged in a law and a jury of gay men and straight women who are quite interested in the fashion and buy the magazines.
Can I plead not guilty?
Oh, I think I'm not your lawyer, but I'd say it'd be best to plead guilty.
Can you stop pulling? Dylan, are you pulling out the handcuffs? Producer Dylan, how long have we known each other?
Use a restraint, please.
Oh.
I'm in the cuff.
Yeah, you're in the cuff.
Usually when we use cuff, they're usually pink and fuzzy and we know a safe word, but...
I'm trying to not be in the cuffs, but now... Oh, he's putting me in the cuffs. Now I'm in.
Mate, I'm
in the cuffs. I'm locked up. It's in the cuffs. And I can't... Look, I guess we're doing the rest of the show from jail.
I've got my baton, but it's not made... It's not hard. It's made of silicon and... it'll get your attention.
Look, it sounds like Dylan's gonna... Look, we need to be punished for our crimes, apparently.
Test you for your cavities.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.